So everyone had a chance to review the Ritva and Rabbi Yohanan's positions, right? The Ritva and Rabbi Yohanan, right? Yes, good job. Thank you. Okay. So just review, okay? When it comes to the case in the Gemara that they're having discussion about, okay, so one other possibility is the discussion in one of the cases is about, according to the Ritva wants to emphasize that ultimately in order for a Tzuras HaPesach is not sufficient to create a Mechayim from Mezuzah, or there'll be Machlokas about it, right? Meaning just having having an opening, a semi-rectangular opening is not sufficient enough. You actually need a door frame. Wait, so the Ritva holds what? The Ritva holds that a Tzuras HaPesach will not be sufficient. I must have a door frame. Okay? So again, one more time.
I'll put you upside down.
According to the Ritva, I need a door frame. A Tzuras HaPesach will not be sufficient. Okay? And then you can get into whether when I say door frame, does it mean Mashkov also, mezuzahs, whatever. I just want to focus on the doorframe part. I mean, according to the Ritva, it's not enough to have what looks like a doorway. I must have a door frame, right? Which ostensibly a door will be able to be placed on. Okay. Why? So David is suggesting something funny. I'm not saying you're wrong, but David is suggesting they had guys. What David is suggesting that he's suggesting that it's not enough to have an opening, but there's some sort of positive identity of doorway. There's something positive there. What is that though? I'd like to explore that further. Why, what's pushing the Ritva to say that? You have a possibility.
That one is when you have a dira, you want to signify something as being your dira, and to do that, you have to have a positive expression. Nobody is just a
right. Okay. That's a little more precise than what you're saying, David. Yeah. What he's trying to say is that the doorframe is the makom that separates the inside from the outside. It's the makom of transition. To demonstrate the makom of transition, you have to have a discrete doorframe, right? So you're making, that's a good point. Rashi's not looking at purely in the halakhic lens. Rashi's saying that it has to be like a positive entrance type idea, kind of like what David is saying. The Ritva is going further. The Ritva is saying it's not just a positive entrance idea. He's saying that this is like a discrete makom in and of itself. You know what I mean? Rashi would say that the doorway is part of the house, okay? But the Ritva almost would say that the doorway is physically part of it, but conceptually it's actually a discrete thing. There's outside, there's inside, right? And then there's this.
You have a lot.
Well, let me get the facts down. Now, Rabbi Yohanan adds a different element here. He says that there's some sort of mashkov type thing coming from the roof down, okay? But he requires it to be minimally a tefach coming down, okay? Meaning if it's less than a tefach, right, then it won't function as a mashkov for this Pesach, okay? So you need the, like I drew up there, you need a tefach of whatever that area is called, right, coming down from the roof in order for this to work, okay? Yeah.
In order so that it can stop the door from...
I'll read the Mesiftik guy puts it beautifully. He says, V'kevan she'adelas ena... Yeah, he says, K'evan she'adelas... Mesiftik guy. K'evan she'adelas ena ne'etzeres b'mashkov, right, v'mei she'eno bolet... It's a beautiful way to put it. He's saying that what's the problem, before you answer it, Darius, what's the problem? The problem is that the mashkov has to be the stopping point, right, for the mezuzos, okay? If there is a significant space, don't look at it from this angle, look at it from this way. And there's a significant space between the mezuzos and the mashkov, it's going to be a problem, okay? So it has to come down. What? I'm just saying, it sounds like what Rabbi Yohanan would say is that it's really the mezuzahs and the door, right? Right. In other words, the mezuzahs are there, right? And like you're saying, you must have, he wants you, forget if you don't have a door, it's a good question, but the door is really the ultimate representation of transition from outside to inside, right? Because when it's closed, you can't go in. It's the opening of the door that really presents the idea of going, of transitioning from A to B. So if you see the mashkov as a discrete halakhic thing, so then, what do you call it? Then it's part of the door frame, meaning the door frame has two components. He's not saying that. He's saying that the mashkov has a pure utility. It's only there. It's interesting. It's subservient, so to speak, to the door. That's its function. Its function is simply there to make sure the essential thing, which is the door, functions normally or whatever. I'm not sure what the problem would be specifically, but
the door is swinging too much. function. It's there's no line.
Anymore. Right. Exactly. Right. Right. It'd be lacking. It'd be lacking in the. It's the Mashkov is there to produce the greatest kiem of transitioning asset inside. Now we're slowly digging towards the hardest cases now. Okay. So this next case is a little easy, but then we're gonna get to the Beishara, which is gonna be very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chista. All right. Oh, slow down. Okay, what's an achsadra?
Portico.
Oh, great. We translate, but what is it though? Halachically. Well, let's say look at Rashi. Shlosh defonos. Well, let's say Rashi. Shlosha defonos stumos below Pesach. Three walls. Okay, and then he says v'haravias. See where it says? Your Rashi. V'haravias psucha legamre. Mitachas, right? So the fourth wall is what? The fourth wall is completely open underneath the roof. Avalamala yesh dofan ma'a to machzik at the schach. But what do you have? Say it again? Well, yeah, right. Don't think of halakhic schach, but yeah. So is it right? Meaning what? What do you have? So I have a wall here. I have a wall here, right? Do I have a roof? One.
You have three walls.
Two, three. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, three walls. Okay. Now, right, and this wall is completely gone. Okay. Now, but what do I have on the top of the wall? Okay, good. So I have like this beam, right, that connects, let's say,
The two walls.
Right, the two walls this way. Right? Okay. So, right, so I have, okay, so do I have a roof though?
No,
there's not just a roof, right? Right. Well, he says yesh dofen ma'at to machzik at the schach. There's like a beam up there. There's some type of like support for the schach. The key point in this case is that what do you have here? On that open wall, okay, the top of it, okay, is not. In other words, again, it's hard to draw this out. But I mean, where the roof would be, there's no roof, but there is a beam that connects right from the end of what it called of the open wall to the other end, so it's not topless. There's a beam that goes on top. Okay, so you have wall, right? Wall, open, wooden beam on top. Okay, so the Gemara says Pater. Why lefisha ein la p'simen? Oh, okay, Rashi. Right. The osa psicha la pesachu. I'm sorry, psimim. Amudim. Oh, you read the thing before, right? Okay, it's whole ve'in la psimim. The next Rashi, you went backwards.
Yes.
It says the osa psicha la pesachu. Okay, so even though it has two ends of the wall, right? The problem is it doesn't have amudim. It doesn't have. I don't want to say pillars, but it doesn't have what? Okay, it's just the end of, that's the key. We don't know what really it is positively, but from a negative standpoint, it's the end of the wall. So the walls just end here, right? So it's true, if I looked at it, what would I see? It looks like a doorway. It looks that way. But when I look at the sides of it, this is a very difficult case. When I look at the sides of it, the problem is the sides are like are considered the ends of the wall. Okay, not entrance, I guess, things. Okay, they would need to have like discrete entrance pillars to tell me that it is really what it called, that it is a Pesach. Okay, okay. So far, everyone understand that? Okay. There's a very strong Havamina here because what I'd say is what I need Pesimim for. I should just say is that it's a Pesach, right? And for those people who want to bring in the door, I could put a door in there. I could attach a sliding door to the ends, right? Okay. Let's say it actually did have.
Not an essential quality of the achsadra to not have psimen.
Right. So let's say the psimen. Let's say the achsadra had these pillars. Right. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, what's the psimen there for? It's not there to present you with an opening. This is the hard part. It's not there to present you with an actual Pesach. It's there to hold up the schach.
So
what
is there? You're saying the mashko is not there as a mashko. It's there to hold up the schach.
No, he says one second again. He says ha yishla psimen chayev es bitmiya v'amai chizok letikrahu. Davidi habsimin v'lo l'shum pesach. The psimin are there to be mechazik the tikra. They're there to mechazik the tikra. They're there to support the roof.
Well, he's saying the mashkel is not there to hold up the
He's a tikra. Tikra always means the top, the roof. Palki kamar. So this is how you learn it, right? Afa pishe shlap semen ptura. So okay, so he goes back and says, no, you're right. That if the achsadra had semen, you're right. Of course, the nature of the achsadra is one where we would say that it's even with semen, it's patra from mezuzah. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara at least fleshes it out. The Gemara is honest in saying that clearly there was a Havamina here, right? The Havamina would be what? No, that the existence of semen itself is Mechayiv and Mezuzah. Kamash Malon, that we go into this business of what they're there for. Okay, so now what does Gemara say? Debeimar. So Abaye saw the what? The Achsadros of... Okay, the Islahu. Uh-oh, so they had what? They had Tzimi, but no Mezuzah. Right? So Kasavar. So nothing like bringing in a good story to a little appeal to authority there to buttress your position. Okay, let's do a little more. Right, so now the Gemara says Mesiva. What's a Beishar? What's a gatehouse? A thing in a field. What is that? A what? Where is that? Oh, yeah. Bais katan shows him bitzad shari chatzeros. Those are shomer. Yeah, a guardhouse. Meaning, what do? In front of your chatzer, right? Well, you set up like a little guardhouse, okay?
It's like the guys who are buzzing people at the gate.
Yeah, exactly, right. And it literally, it looks like a little tiny house, of his little room, okay? Okay. So by Beishar, what does the Gemara say? The Beishar, right? Achsadra, and then what's a Mir Peses? Rashi. French. Your old French isn't that good. What? So that's more of a foyer. That's like an air in front of your house. That's like the foyer to get in. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Chayav and mezuzah. Okay. They're chayav and mezuzah. But if that's true, then how could that be? Abaye said when he went to the guy's house, he didn't have mezuzahs up there. Okay. So bechsadja debe rav. No. So what's achsadja debe rav? Okay. Rashi. Yes. Sheyeshla arba defanos, right? Ela she'ein magios l'schach. It had four walls, but what didn't they do? One thing, right? So you imagine like this. Imagine you have four walls, okay? Imagine the corner of each of at each corner, I have like a peg that comes up, right? And no, not a pillar, like a peg, and then I put my schach over it. So achsadja debeirav keindurna malaisahu, which means it's like a real room. Right? And therefore, we got to figure out if it's Chayav Mezuzah. Right? But what about Achsadra and Mesa? Yeah, that's true. What does that mean, though? Look at Rashi. Asuyo chalonos chalonos. What kind of room is that? No. That's the inverse. Imagine I have a house, right? Where I have, now be careful here. Let's be very careful. I have a house, and imagine all the walls are windows, or just tons of windows in it. What? A greenhouse. Okay, greenhouse. Okay, good. A greenhouse. So what would you say there? So that case, for sure, what do we say there? By Romesa, right? It's also Chayav Mezuzah. Oh, so now we have a lot of cases going on here. Okay? Okay, just review. One case we have is the Achsadra case. Achsadra case is three walls, right? And the beam connecting the two walls. The Gemara has this issue of Psimen Havin Maskana. Okay? That's one major thing to define. Then we have a case of four walls with pegs on the corners holding up the roof. That's another case of the fine. Havin Maskana, where there's Chayav Mezuzah. And then you have a case of windows, walls that are windows, so to speak, or a greenhouse. Is that Chayav Mezuzah, Havin Maskana? You guys worked this all out, right?
Of course.